Hello, it's Matt, and this is a Proud Podcast. Part 2. Is it right to write? In Part 1 of Is It Right to Write, I introduced the idea that there are three steps to writing, and we explored the first step, which was prepare. In this podcast episode, we will continue by delving into the second stage, which is write. By this point, you have prepared what you are going to write, which includes being a pro. You've decided on the number of words, the group or person you are writing to, sketched out some ideas, and now you are ready to put pen to paper or finger to key. Apparently, Stephen King, when asked, "How do you write?" answered, "I invariably answer, one word at a time." You don't have to get it right when you write. Different people have various ways of writing, and you may have already figured out what works best for you. What some people find is that putting the content down on paper or keyboard is important, and then edit afterwards. Therefore, it does not have to be right first time when you write. Get all the ideas out of your head as quickly as possible, and then look at editing. If you are using a keyboard and you can touch type, another suggestion I have heard is to either switch off your monitor or cover it up in some safe way. This helps reduce the need to edit, which will speed up the process of writing, as you'll be less likely to go back to what you have already written. It can be quite an adjustment for some people, but if you can, try it and see what results you get. What to write. Once you have done the "Who's your reader?" section, you will know about your reader and what they will find valuable. I think when you write, it will be more marketable if you aim to be different in some way. It has been said that these days, more than ever, no one notices normal. I know of a business consultant who has written over 30 published books and he started his self-employed career with the attitude of being slightly contrarian and disagreeing with many of the quality people in the field of consulting. Being contrarian requires a certain context to create some kind of boundaries. Many successful stand-up comedians are contrarian in their acts, but these thoughts may not sit well if shared at an Institute of Directors business lunch. At the same time, having a new or different slant on an issue will help you stand out and get noticed more. However, understanding there is a big difference between being contrarian in a business context and just having a bit of a moan. Outline. Leaving the outline until you have most of your ideas written down or typed in has advantages, in that it gives you more time to creatively come up with your content before being directed down a particular path. At some stage, an outline will be required, particularly with larger written projects, and it will help give structure and a direction to the project. Lead. A lead can mean a few different things, and I think it encompasses the title or headline and an initial description. This description can differ in length due to the size of the written project. Leads come in three main forms: quotes, facts, and stories. Let's have a look at each one of those. Number one, quotes. Quotes can stimulate, inspire, and create greater rapport with the reader. For example, Benjamin Franklin, who was born in 1706, was one of the founding fathers of the US, and apparently, as well as an American statesman, he was a scientist and philosopher. He is quoted as saying, "Either write something worth reading, or do something worth writing." I have noticed that another benefit of using quotes that a number of writers use, particularly in the personal development field, is that the reader may start to link the notoriety of the quoted to the writer as well. An example of this is when I heard a guy describing some of the fundamentals from the international best-selling book, Think and Grow Rich, which was written in the last Great Depression and is a study of how people become wealthy. He mentioned the book, then picked some quotes from another more recent best-selling book and ended the section by talking about his book on becoming rich. He described two well-known established books and then talked about his own, therefore encouraging the listener to associate his book with the quality and gravitas of the other two. Simple, but a very effective way of influencing people. Advertising companies link their clients' products to established ideas all the time. Number 2. Facts. Using facts to start a piece of written material can help stimulate the reader's interest, such as: did you know that on a daily basis the average human body contains over 1 million cancer cells that are naturally dealt with by the complex intellectual mechanism known as your immune system? Number 3. Stories. A third way is using a story to help illustrate your ideas and initiate the writing. For example, let me tell you a story of someone that attended one of my training courses a number of years ago. I was asking the delegates views on how they perceived something in their mind's eye, and one person in the group explained that they only thought in words. In my experience, most people's memories are a combination of pictures of what they saw and sounds that they heard at the time. For instance, when they remember their favourite seaside holiday resort and what that looked like, they may also hear what people said or other sounds such as the waves of the sea washing up on the shore. I found this intriguing and wondered to myself what it would be like if my perception of the world had very few pictures and sounds, but mainly consisted of just words. So in their mind's eye, they just experienced the word Rasili Bay, whereas I remember the beautiful beach in southern Wales by picturing the miles of empty sand, the surrounding green hills, the blue sky, the warm, bright summer sun, and having a fabulous time jumping in the waves with my wife. Isn't it interesting how most of us never wonder how we perceive and interpret the world, and how it could influence our overall results? So in this second episode of this podcast on Is It Right to Write, we've explored three ways to make your written work more appealing at the start by using leads, how to get more content written by leaving the editing until the end, and starting to understand that no one notices normal. In the next episode of Is It Right to Write, we will discover my third and final step to helping you become more valuable to your marketplace by writing. I wish you all the success you are prepared to work for, and that the people you influence on a regular basis will start to see the many untapped talents that you have. How will you make yourself and your organisation proud? Take care and stay safe. If you like this podcast episode, then feel free to share it with those that you care about. If you haven't already subscribed, then click on the relevant button so you don't miss out and always get the latest episode. I am Matthew Broomhead, and this is a proud podcast.